Bill will be 1119, and Senator Broderick will take the...
Senate Bill 1119, or House Bill 1119, to revise certain provisions related to the sale of out-of-state motor vehicles. Representative Hunt, welcome to Senate Transportation.
I believe it's good to be here, but I'll reserve judgment until we take final action on 1119.
That's a wise move.
I became involved with 1119 initially because I believe it has a number of good consumer protection aspects to it. And in particular, we're all aware of damage disclosure statements, etc. But under current law, there are some transactions of where the damage disclosure statement doesn't come into play. There are times when titles to vehicles are assigned from one individual to another for repair services, etc. Anyway, there are some existing loopholes, if you would, relative to disclosing damage to the consumer, and 1119 would fix those in that particular area. In addition, the House Bill 1119, I believe, is of some advantage economically with regards to the transfer and buying and selling of automobiles in this sense, and there'll be other proponents that will come and probably know more about the field than I do. But at the present time, for example, if a South Dakota dealer buys a vehicle at an out-of-state auction, under current law, that dealer may very well be required to obtain a South Dakota title for that vehicle, even if that vehicle never comes into the state of South Dakota. The problem with obtaining the titles, of course, is there's a time delay. You're usually talking maybe 20 days or more. In the meantime, that dealer has got that kind of money tied up in the vehicle, and by being able, 1119 will in essence fix that so that in those particular cases where those vehicles aren't coming into the state of South Dakota, there's no need to require a South Dakota title, speeds up the process, gives better wholesale opportunities, if you would, better inventory, better cash flow. Actually, 1119 will also help us relative to reassignment of vehicles to come into a more uniform status as far as the other states in the United States are concerned. Rather than belaboring all of the points, Mr. Chairman, I'd certainly stand by for any questions, and I believe there are one or two more proponents on this bill as well.
Thank you, Representative Hunt. Other proponents of House Bill 1119?
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, I'm Executive Director and Lobbyist for the South Dakota Independent Auto Dealers Association. My name is Jerry Vogler, and we thank Representative Hunt for bringing this legislation, and I'd like to personally thank him for his time and effort in getting the consumer protection portion of this bill. We spent a lot of time drafting this bill to make sure that when a vehicle, currently reassignment is allowed on trade-ins, but the damage disclosure is triggered, if you will, upon application of title. And so if a vehicle is taken in on trade and then reassigned, there's no trigger for damage disclosure. The provision that Representative Hunt helped us to draft has closed that existing loophole, and it is very good for consumer protection. And at the same time, and our association believes that who's ever buying a wrecked vehicle has the right to know that the vehicle's wrecked. And we've long supported that and continue to support it. And the bill also then allows dealers to reassign vehicles. This is allowed in all other states, and it's also allowed on trucks, boats, semi-trailers, and as I mentioned, out-of-state vehicles taken in on trade. And we would just ask your support for this legislation because it will be very helpful in terms of making wholesale opportunities more feasible for dealers.
Thank you, Mr. Vogler. Any other proponents on House Bill 1119. Other proponents of House Bill 1119. Questions of the proponents from the committee? Any questions? Are you a proponent?
Mr. Chairman, just in the interest of being brief, I'd like to say that this is a good bill.
Thank you, Senator. Senator Napoli was brief. Are there any questions of Senator, the brief Senator Napoli? Senator Klocek.
Representative Hunt, I maybe not as old as you, but we've been around the legislature about the same time, close. In the past, when they did bills like this without a state, they talked about chop shops and stolen cars out of California and other states, these higher-priced cars. And then they come in here in these states and they try to sneak them in under different names, or they put them together with other cars, and then they try to get a false title and ship them in from other states. Does your legislation deal with this at all, enhance it, or soften it up in this area? And it's always a concern we've had through the years. Does it affect this in any way whatsoever? I commend you for the damage disclosure area. That's been a big area of concern of mine for a long time, but could you maybe address that?
Do you understand the question, Representative Hunt?
I understand the question, and it would be my understanding that 1119 wouldn't necessarily change the law, wouldn't make it any easier for these people, wouldn't make it any worse. But I'd certainly yield to any other experts as far as that's concerned. This is directed towards, as I say, a lot of consumer protection type thing. But mm-hmm. I'd certainly, I can't offer any more explanation.
Mr. Chairman?
Did you have a follow-up, or do you want to answer your question, Senator Klocek?
Yeah, I better. Can I redirect my friendly fire towards Captain Rao?
Certainly.
Or Secretary
Rao, would you like to come front and center? I believe Senator Klocek wants to direct his, as he said, fire. Hopefully,
friendly fire.
Hopefully he won't insult you like he did Representative Hunt. I think he started out by saying, I'm not near as old as you are, but...
close, very close.
Myron Rao, Executive Vice President, Registered Lobbyist for the South Dakota Automobile Dealers Association. Go ahead with your question. Ask it again, please.
Well, as long as I've been around here, we're always concerned about these chop shops and these thefts in these California, these what we call hot item cars that move fast and they can move them out, and cutting up cars, piecing them together and getting a title kind of put together from another state and then shipping them in here and you know, the damage and all that. And, you know, it sounds like you got the damage end fixed somewhat on this issue, but what about the theft issue?
This bill, in my opinion, doesn't have anything to do with that whatsoever.
Thank you. Senator Lynch, do you have a question?
Yes, Mr. Chairman. Of Senator Napoli.
Senator Napoli?
Senator Napoli, our mutual friend in Rapid City that deals with these all the time mentioned the fact that this is a unneeded bill when we're looking at if a junking certificate is involved, that the process is already there. Can you elaborate on that?
Yes, Senator Lentz, I can. This bill has absolutely nothing to do with branded titles. Those titles come in branded, they stay branded. So this bill has nothing to do with that. The one loophole it does close, which is very good, is that if I go out of state and I buy a vehicle that's not branded, but it has damage from $5,000 to $8,000, and I know it, I've got to check the damage disclosure. So we are closing that loophole that's been a problem for our state for some time.
Follow-up question, Senator Lentz? Okay. Thank you. Any other questions of the proponents on House Bill 1119? Are there any opponents to House Bill 1119? Any opponents to House Bill 1119? Seeing none, we'll close the committee hearing to committee discussion and/or action. Senator McCracken.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I would move due pass on House Bill 1119.
Motion by Senator McCracken, due pass on 1119, seconded by Senator Hunstad. Comments? Discussion? Hearing none. All in favor of the due pass motion will say aye. Those opposed, nay. The Secretary will call the roll.
Senators Hunstad.
Aye.
Aye.
McKinney.
Aye.
Roderick.
Aye.
Shelley.
Aye.
House Bill 1119, due pass 7-0.